Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, April 9th for AgDaily.com. Currently, the grains are corn up 2¾, wheat up 15½, and beans up 14¾¢. Without any trade war talk, the grains have been able to rally here on the weather around the world. We're obviously cold and wet here in the U.S. In Chicago, we had an inch or two of snow, cold temps. It's supposed to warm up later in the week, but things are pretty chilly around the Midwest. They're hot and dry down in the Southwest and the Southern Plains. So we've got some issues out here, and the markets are responding to that. The funds are long about 200,000 beans and 150 corn. They're still short about 60,000-70,000 wheat. But we've got the report tomorrow, and that's obviously in position to shake things up. The average guess on the bean carryout is 575, up 20 million from last month. I just don't know how the beans can sustain a rally with these kind of carryouts here in the U.S. Now, the world carryouts are expected to come down, but not that much. The average last month was 94.4. They're looking for 93. It could be a little bit lower than that, but it's still an awful lot of beans out here. But with the report tomorrow, we'll bring more volatility. We've seen extreme volatility in the grains and the Dow Jones, and I think that's going to continue here for a while. Is there going to be a trade war? Isn't there going to be a trade war? Market is clearly saying it's not too concerned about it for the time being. But if China was to announce real sanctions and the U.S. counter with real sanctions, you know, I just can't imagine how this market will rally. The corn on its own looks good. The wheat on its own looks good. But the beans, I still think, have a major problem in here. So it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. We'll see what the carryouts wind up being. Aside from that, obviously keeping a close eye on the weather. We know about the problems in Argentina. That's not getting any better even with rains. So we've lost a considerable amount of crop there. Gained some of it back from Brazilian's big crop. But when it's all said and done, it looks like we have plenty of beans around. And without a trade war, I don't even see us moving that much higher, frankly. We know the Chinese have been buyers in here in the last week and a half. They've been big buyers in Brazil. So, you know, are they buying it now, taking delivery, and then going to put the tariff on? We'll see. So those are the things to look out for through the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.